You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK. The Daily Racing Podcast from William Hill.
And they're off.
Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcast.
Third festival win and the biggest one today.
Or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Well, welcome along to William Hill's Daily Racing Podcast. Looking ahead to the action on Saturday. Of course, we've got the televised ITV Racing meetings from Sandown, Beverley and Chester. And the rest of the day's horse racing live on William Hill's Racing Radio from 1:30. Previews, analysis, all to come there, of course. But for now, to look ahead to some of the best races coming up on Saturday. My name's John Gibby and I'm joined by Gary Capewell. Gary, how are you?
I'm very good, thank you. John, yourself?
Yes, very well, thank you. And we'll move on to look at Saturday's racing in a short while. But
okay,
we've heard a lot over the last couple of days, Gary, about these big races, of course, we've got coming up in the autumn, the big group ones.
Mm-hmm.
And where some of the middle distance horses may or may not be going. And we heard earlier on, Cracksman probably won't be joining his stable mate Enable in the Arc. But Ulysses might be going to take a crack at that showpiece over in front.
Yeah, I was a bit surprised when I heard this news. Obviously, he's owned by the Arcos family, but I would have imagined that I thought the Breeders' Cup Turf would have been the ideal race for him. But it looks as though Connections might want to go down a different route, and we'll see what happens. I should imagine they'll have to decide fairly soon. I can't imagine they'll be having a run beforehand, so it'll either be straight to the Arc, or we could do both, I suppose, and then Champions Day, and then on to Del Mar for the Breeders' Cup. But they definitely won't run in all three. They could possibly run in two or three. A lot will depend on what happens and where maybe other horses decide to go, particularly Cracksman, who's obviously, I know the owner has said that it's unlikely he'll go for the Arc, but he'll definitely probably have one run more this year, whether it be in the Champion Stakes, the Irish Champion Stakes, or one of the Arc Trials. I'd be surprised if it was one of the Arc Trials, because, well, if you're not going to go for the Arc, why would you bother going for one of the Arc Trials? So, well, that's all a bit of a nonsense. He'll have running the Irish Champion or the Kitco Champion Stakes. If you're going to pick one of those two, for me, I think the Kitco Champion Stakes would be the best race for him, because we know that he handles a bit of give in the ground. But all up in the air, all to be decided in the future. I'm not going to tell Connections where to run their horses, so I'll leave that up to Mr. Gosden and Mr. Oppenheimer.
He does actually head the market for the Champion Stakes at 4-1 at the moment, so does Ulysses. Enable, though, even money favourites for the Arc, and in fact that's a bigger price than many firms are offering at the moment. Some do go odds on. Then it's 8-1 Cracksman, Satono Diamond 10-1, Ulysses is then in the market at 10-1, then Highland Reel 12-1, Winter 14-1, and 16-1. We've got a whole heap of them there. Do you think it is all about Enable in the Arc at the moment, Gary?
Yeah, I think so. Obviously, she goes there. I don't know if I'd want to back her at that price, though, I have to be honest. I'd probably wait till the day and see who else turns up, because I don't think we're going to know. I mean, if Cracksman turns up, she might well drift a little bit, even if he doesn't. I think probably there'll be some, you know, that she might well drift. Bookmakers will try and get her, won't they? So, but yeah, she's very solid, and she's probably one of the best fillies we've seen in many a year.
You mentioned the Irish Champion Stakes a little bit earlier on as well. Churchill currently even money favourite for that. And we were hearing earlier on from the trading department upstairs here at William Hill Towers that Churchill is the only one they can lay in this race.
Yeah, I mean, Highland Reel is obviously a bit more sort of exposed. Well, exposed is the wrong word, but we know a lot more about him, really, don't we? And with Churchill, he probably didn't have the run of things through the other day. Obviously, there was talk about Cracks maybe going for this race, but I think that's unlikely now, so yeah, it'd be difficult to beat. Obviously, with plenty of money coming for him, it clearly means that he's come out of that race the other day very well.
Do you buy into the theory in terms of the Jumpman International that Churchill and Barney Roy were the architects of their own downfall? By the way, they took themselves on.
Yes, I do.
Yeah,
so. Yeah, I mean, they've teed it up for a horse who likes to come off a strong pace. Okay, doesn't always go clear of his rivals. We've seen that on more than one occasion. He finds enough, let's put it that way, but he managed to go two lengths clear of them. So, yeah, I'd be very much of the opinion that Churchill and Barney Roy softened each other up on that occasion.
Churchill is the even money favourite for the Irish Champion Stakes. So, here at William Hill, 6-1 for Highland Reel. Goes for Moher, 10-1, also 10-1 for Eminence. Eminence going to this race, I assume, and maybe a little bit big after winning over in France the other day?
Possibly. The chances of him getting the lead that he got, the soft lead that he got on that occasion, are probably a lot less, though. So whether he goes there or he could easily end up maybe going for the Ark as well, I think. So he might well end up in one of those trials. Whether he even ends up in this race or not, I suppose, is open to a little bit of debate.
And the only, well, massive, massive race we haven't discussed coming up in the next few weeks, Gary, is, of course, the William Hill St. Ledger. Crystal Ocean currently heads the market at 7-2. Capri is 4-1. Stradivarius 9-2. Defoe is 6-1. Coronet 8-1. 10-1 for Raheen House and Rekindling. 20-1 and bigger for the rest. A few people have been saying, and I'm inclined to agree, that this does look a better renewal of the St. Ledger than lots of recent years.
Yeah, no, I think that's fair to say. I think you're always sort of reliant on the current crop of horses and their ability, obviously, but we've got, you know, a couple of group race winners in there, well, quite a few group race winners in there, including the horse that would be my likely idea of the winner. Stradivarius, who, of course, won the Goodwood Cup when he was last seen. Yes, he was getting weight and plenty of it from Big Orange, but for me, this is the race which is all about stamina. It's not so much, you have to be classy enough, obviously, but the most important factor for this race is stamina. You look at down the years, a lot of horses that have A won the race or B filled the frame at big prices simply because their stamina is superior than a lot of the others. Just look back at last year, Harbour Law, who'd been placed in the Queen's Vase, a race obviously which Stradivarius ran in as well, and obviously subsequently won the Goodwood Cup. But it's all about stamina, this race. Long home straight at Doncaster, they get racing a long way from home. Stamina comes to the fore. Stradivarius at 9-2 with us here at William Hill would be my idea of the winner at this stage.
But we'll move our attention now to look at the action coming up on Saturday, Gary, and we'll start with meeting at Chester. Sometimes you forget that outside their big May meeting, they have some decent races at Chester, and their listed handicap at 2:10 on Saturday, live on ITV, over a mile and 5.5 furlongs is one of those races. We've got a maximum field of 12 declared for this one as well. Current favourite Cape Coast at 4-1, but it's an open-looking affair.
Very open-looking race. I will take a chance on horse number 6, Who Dares Wins, who was 4th here in the Chester Cup back in May. He was 3rd in the Ascot Stakes after that. He's had a break since then. He can go well fresh. Alan King's got his string in good form as well. This horse, obviously, a bit of a dual-purpose performer. He's equally as effective over timbered as he is on the level. Cape Coast has to be respected, but stall 11 won't be easy. Even though Franny Norton, the King of Chester, gets on board. Mark Johnson's doubly represented here. He also has Curly River, who I thought was slightly disappointing at York last time out. Okay, it was a fair race, but I thought she looked a picture in the paddock. I thought she'd run better than she did. Back to Cape Coast. Won at Ripon the other day and was second last time out. That came 7 weeks ago. That form looks sort of okay as well, so they have to be respected, the 2 3-year-olds down at the bottom. Afia's got cheap pieces on for the first time, but needs to improve from the last twice. And those towards the top of the weight, you've got too many listed handicaps for the to the pound, so this is slightly unusual shape really to this race. Those towards the top include the Tartan Spartan, who won a listed contest at Down Royal back in July. I don't think was quite up to Group 3 company last time out. Drops back into handicap company, albeit it's got to give weight all round. So, interesting little race, but I'll go with the horse who's got some previous course form and indeed is a previous course winner. Indeed, the only previous course winner in the lineup in the shape of Who Dares Wins.
Likes Chester, and we also know he stays as far. Cape Coast, first time stepping up beyond a mile and a half. By Cape Cross, would you expect him to stay?
Yeah, I think he'll stay. I mean, I think the way that this horse has gone through its last couple of races indicates that it's a stout stay.
Okay, well, Cape Coast is the 4-1 favourite, but Gary's Choice, Who Dares Wins, the 5-1 second favourite with us here at William Hill for Chess's 2-10. It is, well, as Gary mentioned, not many listed handicaps you get about, but this is one of them over at Chester, and it's coming up tomorrow at 10 minutes past 2. And just a quarter of an hour later at Sandown, 2:25, it is the Solerio Stakes over 7 furlongs, a Group 3, of course, for 2-year-olds. Currently got prices for this one where Massar is 2-1 favourite. Persa, winner on debut last time out, 3-1. 11-2 for both Connect and Roman Eyes, and it's 8-1 and bigger for the rest. Slightly difficult to get a handle on the form for this, Gary, because, well, we've got two horses who won on their debut last time out and then several other likely race types.
Yeah, it often throws up a nice horse this particular race, doesn't it? The two that have won last time out, of those, I think I would probably prefer the John Gosden trained Pursuer. Frankie Dettori rides in the Khalid Abdullah silks. Dimension Vintage as well, obviously, of course. This horse, another one that won on debut. I was actually quite taken with this one when it won on debut for the David Minutier Yard. Wouldn't have too many debutant winners, but obviously I think probably needs to step up on that particular piece of form. That victory came at Newmarket. He got loose beforehand as well. He was a big price. Pursuer won at Newbury. Certainly wasn't knocked about. Kingman, of course, won this race for Current Connections, obviously in these colours back in 2013. Hugo Palmer has won this race before as well. He's got Arbalet, who runs in the same colours as Actabante, who won this race for the Palmer team back in 2014. Ryan Moore actually rode that horse on that occasion. This horse won at Redcar the other day, but this is a big jump up in grade. We should mention Connect as well for the Clyde Cox team. Third here on racecourse debut, and then won here as well last time out over this course and distance. Sure to progress again. But I would go for the Irish raider here, Romanized, who won at Navan on racecourse debut, was seventh in the Coventry, was sixth in a Group 1 subsequently at the Curragh as well. I think going up in trip will definitely help this son of Holy Roman Emperor. Ken Condon trains, Shane Foley takes the ride. I don't think we've had an Irish trained winner of this, certainly not in the last 10 years or so anyway, but I can't imagine actually there'll have been that many runners. But interesting that he comes over to take a chance. He's officially got the highest rating in the lineup as well. So Romanized would be the selection in the Solerio Stakes at 2:25.
And can we be backed at 11-2? Sandown, another Group 3 on their card as well. It's the next race, the Atalanta Stakes for fillies and mares over a mile, aged 3 and above, off at 3 o'clock. And for this one of us here at William Hill, Al-Jazzi, I should say, is 130 favourite. Intimation is 9-2. Nathro also 9-2. Lincoln Rocks 8-1, 9-1 for On Her Toes. And Tisbilla Dream 12-1 and bigger for the rest. Gary, what do you make of this one?
Yeah, a few three-year-olds in this race. And you just got three-year-olds have got a good record in this race as well. In fact, in the last 10 years, they've won 9 of the last 10 renewals of this race. Obviously, they're getting a good bit of weight, but the three-year-olds in this particular year's renewal don't look the strongest. Tis But a Dream, I think, would probably be the strongest of them. She's a previous course and distance winner. And she and On Her Toes have actually got the same official rating, both rated 102. She won at Ascot last time out, On Her Toes, but I think I'm going to actually swerve the three-year-olds. So I don't think the standard that they set is that high. It wouldn't surprise them if we got a shock in this race, I have to say. Lincoln Rocks won at York the other day, made all. She's the likely pace angle in the race, albeit still 12, probably won't help her much. Al-Jazzi won a listed contest at Kempton earlier on in the year, was second at Royal Ascot when last seen. This is a step down in grade, in effect, for her. Will she reproduce that form? Obviously, her mark is a good bit higher potentially now because of that good run. Whether she can reproduce it or not, I'm not just sure. With that in mind, I will take a chance on Nathra, who finished second in the French 1000 Guineas last year. Hasn't performed to her best so far this campaign, but shaped okay the other day at Newbury, I thought, a couple of weeks ago. Finished third on that particular occasion. Franca De Tori rides for the John Gosden team. This is a slight step down in grade, really, in effect. So I'll go for Nathra in that 3 o'clock.
Nathra can currently be backed at 9-2 of us here at William Hill for the Atalanta Stakes at the 3 o'clock at Sandown on Saturday. And a quarter of an hour after, Beverly's big rate, well, Beverly's big race of the year, basically, the Beverly Bullet. Their listed contest over 5 furlongs. I've got 10 going to post for this one. And of those 10, Kimberella, of course, for the Richard Vahey stable is 4-1 favourite. Final Venture 9-2, Take Cover 9-2 also. 6-1 Alpha Delfini, 9-1 and bigger for the rest. Interesting mix here, Gary. You know, some top sprint handicappers and some who have been trying in sort of group ones, group twos, not quite making the cut. So who are you going to side with?
Yeah, it's a good race, isn't it, this race, the Beverly Bullet listed. I think I'll go for Kimberella because he's going to get the race run to suit him. We Take Cover and Final Venture in the lineup, along with Desert Law. All those have been in winning form this year. They're also horses that like to force the pace and will probably mean that this race is run at a fairly decent tempo, to be perfectly honest. Desert Law's obviously won his last two. Whether he can reproduce that back in this type of grade or not, I wouldn't be just sure. Final Venture was 7th in the Nunthorpe. Take Cover was 11th, I should say. Last of 11 was actually beaten 10 lengths. And the other one to mention for the Ridgely Yard, completing a good strong hand for them, is Line of Reason. I think they all tee this up, though, for Kimberella, who's won 3 times this year, winner at Chester back in August, finished 8th. They wasn't beaten far in the Phoenix Stakes behind Washington, D.C. at the Curra. Going back down in trip, I don't think will be too much of an issue. As I say, stall 4 is an ideal position to hopefully track Take Cover and the likes of the other horses that are likely to try and force the pace through. So what price is he? He's 4-1. Okay. I find it difficult with a clear run to see him out of the frame. So Kimberella would be the pick in the 3:15.
And if we could just recap your selections for those 4 races on Saturday.
Yeah, in the 2:10 at Chester, Who Dares wins. In the 2:25 at Sandown, Romanized. The Irish Raider in the 3 o'clock at Sandown, Nathra. And in the 3:15 at Beverly, Kimberella.
And remember that those races will all be live on ITV4. Coverage sponsored by William Hill's Two Clear. If you back a horse in a race with 6 or more runners and it wins by 2 lengths or more, you'll get a 15% free bet bonus on your winnings. You can also hear all tomorrow's racing live on William Hill's Racing Radio from 1:30. Gary, thanks very much for your thoughts today.
Pleasure.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.